Ktsois, we're going to go over Aleph Ches again, Lineda, and it's Sunday night, Or Liyut Ches Ador. Okay, so Aleph Ches. So the Shulchan Aruch says, it's going on the words of the Shulchan Aruch, that if a guy goes over to Beis Din and says, listen, I don't want you to be done din knosis, but I'm gonna be typhus. I'm letting you know I'm gonna be typhus. I'm giving you a fair warning. And I'll tell you the truth, I want you to make a cheshbon for me how much money is coming to me so that I don't want to be a ganav. You know, I want to be typhus what's coming to me. So Beis Din won't listen to him. He'll say, aha, you're trying to trick us into being Dan Dine Knossos. Well, that won't work. So he'll grab it. It's like a swanny. So he has to grab it. Then if he comes to Beis Din and says, tell me what I have to return because I took too much, then they'll make the cheshbon and they'll tell him what he has to return. That's the din of the Shulchan Aruch. Zeloshon Asma. Now, when you talk about grabbing, right, we keep talking about you can grab it. And we've said the Rosh and Bava Kama, L'chora, and especially in light of the Ktsois we learned in Aleph Zion, that the Chi of Knas doesn't really exist till Beis Din Paskins, that you're Mechuyev, and that's why there's no Chi of Losses Yidei Shemayim by Knas, as there is by other things that were not done perhaps by Bizman Hazeh, but they're Momen, they're not Knas, so there's a Chi of Losses Yidei Shemayim, even if Beis Din doesn't Paskin it. Because you need smuchim for whatever certain types of dine moment is, you need smuchim to paskin, so we won't paskin it. But there you have to give it losses yidei shemayim, like you really owe the money. Knas is not like that, and the Ktsois is like very strong about that. He like, so he says, wait a second, takam tfisa helps by knas. So we turn to the Rosh at the end of the first parak of Bava Kama, and the Rosh says that grabbing knas is in the gedder of Don Inish Dina Lenafshe, that's what it's called. And we'll have it, Be'ezus Hashem and Simen Dalid, that sometimes a person could take the law into his own hands. That's pretty much literally what it means, although it doesn't mean what the Goyim mean when they say take the law into your own hands. They mean to even to kill somebody or to hear. It just means like I'll be momentous. You certainly have to be able to prove your case. That's the point. You can't just grab. The chiddush here by knas is that even though we just got through saying that there's no chi of knas until Beis Din paskins, so this statement of don inish dino lenafshe, the Rosh says, should be taken so literally that its mamish has the koach of a din, and that's why you could grab, because it's like a psak din that he owes the knas, which is an amazing, amazing chiddush. But it's really the only rational explanation, I think, of, unless you say it's Tamitz Takona Drabonon. But otherwise, like, why else could you grab Knas? Especially if the Knas Chiv doesn't exist till Beis Din Paskins. Okay. But the point is, you have to be able, one of the rules of Don Inish Din Lenafshe is that you have to be able to prove your case to a real Beis Din. You have to, the world is not Hefker. Don Inish Din Lenafshe doesn't mean shoot out at the OK Corral. It means you can go grab it, and then you have to go to Beis Din and prove your case, or else you're a ganav. Now let's say nobody saw you grab it, there's no edim. But you admit freely that you grabbed it. So there you have a migu. What proves your case is perhaps a migu. Migu ladam. You can say, I didn't grab? Well, grab. What are you talking about? Grab. Are you feeling okay? You've been smoking something. What are you doing? I didn't grab anything. So you can say ladam. It's called migu ladam. So if you were toifis shaloi be'edim, meaning there were no edim, that's why you grab it. So that gufa is l'chora an emonus that you have with migu to prove your case. But that would presuppose that migu helps for knas. You know, migu has a level of emonus that allows you to that proves your case in knas. Okay.
It's not a knas. You grab something. It's not a knas. Let's say somebody owes you money. It's not a knas. Then you can go and grab it.
You can still grab it. No, yeah, no problem. Except that the rule. There are rules in Simen Dalid. The name of Simen Dalid is Ketzet Odom Osa Din La'atzmo.
But it applies.
You always have to follow these rules. No, it's not just by knas. But the chiddush is that it even applies by knas.
Right.
Now, to say it applies by knas, you know, you could say Don Inis Dina Lanafshe is like a cute phrase. It's like a folk saying, or Rabbana made a cute phrase. The Rosh says, it's serious, it's like, literally, you are paskining. Don Inis Dina Lanafshe. You're gramming as the koach of a din. and therefore it helps for Knas. That's the rush. Why in the world could you grab Knas? He doesn't speak out as much as I'm speaking out, that especially it's Shver in light of the choices you sowed, that before Bezdin Paskins, there's not even a Chi of Knas. And you're not Mechuyiv Lassus Yidei Shemayim. So certainly, the Rosh doesn't even, like, he doesn't even deal with that. He just deals with, how can you grab Knas? Bezdin didn't Paskin, you have to give it. Like, what gives you the right to grab it? You're a Ganav. Maybe the underlying theme of his question is the choices you sold. Or else, he's not bothered by Tfisa by moment. Like, how can you grab? You have to prove your case, so you'll prove your case by Knas too. So what's the Russia's problem, Dafka by Knas? So it could be the underlying theme that gives rise to the Rosh to not understand how you can grab Knas is the choices you sold, that until Bezdin Paskins there's no Chiv. But he doesn't speak it out, Alpha Bonham. Okay, are you with me or am I boring you?
That the element of Isser when the guy is tight face
there would be, except that this, since the din of Doninus Dina Lanafshe, there's not.
But you're saying that Doninus doesn't apply by Knas.
No, the Rosh says it does. That's the Chiddush of the Rosh. That's the din. You need a din to Paskin Yimchuyim Knas, and the Rosh's Chiddush is that the Doninus Dina Lanafshe is not just a throwaway, cute phrase.
It's what happens in the world.
It's a judicial.
It's what happens in the world. Who's the winner?
Yeah, but the Rosh is saying more than the winner. He's saying it has a din of a din. But the Rosh says it has a din of a din. It has a din of a judicial.
Where's it stem from?
Process.
It starts, you see it, the way the world
could
works.
Could
especially
be.
In our world. How does things happen? The guy who comes with the class.
It could very well.
What am I listening to?
It could be very well. It could be very. It could very well be that that's where it comes from. I don't know.
That translates into a legal.
I'd rather wait till Simon Dalit to see. Now, but we have to have it now because we have to know what we're talking about. We're talking about Tfisa by Knas. Anyway, but you certainly have to prove your case.
Yeah, I mean, the only thing he really accomplished is that he made his big into the story now.
No!
Now they have to tell him.
No, they don't.
Now they have to tell him if he can keep it or not. Now the Basin has to be Mavar if it was Gazela or not.
Well, that's Rav Shimon's
book.
In contradistinction to the Ksois. In contradistinction to the Ksois. In contradistinction to the Ksois we're about to learn, Rav Shimon Shkop makes that very point. And he says, and you see, that's not called being dan dinei knas. That's called being dan dinei momenis, because we want to know if you're a robber, if what you took, if you're a gazlan, if you're a ganav, if you're a gazlan. So that's not called being, that's Rav Shimon's chiddush. That when Bezdin then demands that you prove it, that he owes you knas, that's not called being dan dinei knasas. Because they wouldn't be done dinei knasas. They're not authorized to be done dinei knasas. But now they're dealing with gazela. You grab something from someone else, and they want to see if you're allowed to keep it, or I have to give it back. So that's Bnei Moment. That's Rav Shimon's point. That's a very good point. Rav Shimon says he doesn't know how anybody can be chaylik with that. Because obviously that's how it works. Bezdin looks into it and sees if you're entitled to it. But that, the problem is that, emasculates the choices raya to something. That's Rav Shimon's kash on the choice. We didn't learn it yet. That Rav Shimon makes that point to ask a kash on the choices reasoning. He's saying, because he says this svara, then he says everybody has to be moided to this svara. How in the world can you argue with this svara? That's always what happens. The Bezdin sits down and says, are you entitled to grab it or not? Elamai, it's not called there being dan dinei knosis, it's being called there being dan dinei gzela. Are you a robber or not? But the etzem koach to take it, mitzad, that knas needs a psak bezdin, is back to the Rosh, the koach of don inesh dino lenafshe. Okay, let's go by the, because this is really all background to the choice we're learning, which is the koach of migu by knas. In other words, to believe me that I'm entitled to it, because I have a migu, I could say lahadam, because nobody saw me grab it. So the Ksoi says that the Zeloshen Asma, Vagamlin and Tvias Knas, Mani Migu, Kamishikos of Mordechai, Soy Perakaminiach, Latura, Soy Simon Shit Sadik Tes, Kain Pasuk Ashach, Soy Simon Shit Sadik Tes, the Mahani Migu Beknas im Tofas. Omna Matsosi says the Ksoi is Machlaikas Bezets, Machlaikas, Ben Gedoyle Hamoirim, a big Machlaikas Vishainim. V'unimtza kosu b'sefer ha'zchus l'haramban in the ksubis d'avdalan amit beiz and dapei harif. Simin chavav kosu v'arayvet zal. The Ravid says, when you toifis before the guy's moidin, is he still toifer? No moidin b'knas potter, and you would toifis it. The lek eidim b'tfisoso. There's no eidim, that's where you grab it. The yocholoy malahadam, you can say, loy adorm, you have a migu. And then you went to Bezdin to say that. The kofar be'idach, b'hai knasa. But let's say, imhoidah lachar mikad. The Rosh is talking when hoidah helps. Not the Rosh, I'm sorry, the Ramban. The smuchim. Talking about the smuchim. We're talking about a regular case with the Gemara and Knas. The guy grabbed it, and then the guy was molded. And like we always say, you know, there's a shayla moid b'knas lachakach bo eidim if you potter a chayev. But certainly if bo eidim lachakach moid b'knas, you're certainly chayev. You can't be moid b'knas potter if the eidim come and say you're mechuyev. So here, what about if the guy was moida after you came to Bezdin and you said you're migu? You said, yes, he owes me knas, and that's why I grabbed it, and I have a migu, I can say I never grabbed it. So the Ravid isn't sure. It's tapika lenusa. I'm not sure what the din's gonna be. If the guy then is moida, if that's gonna kick in moida be knas potter. Ihaivi hai migu ke edim. If migu is like choshev, like edim, so mamela it's like bo edim v'chakachod b'knas. So obviously you don't say moedim b'knas potter. Demin b'yalma mali l'shaker ke edim domi. V'chimen de b'hai tfisa ik migu havalei ke edim. So it's like you have edim, and then the guy was moedim. Too late, sorry Charlie, too late. You had edim already. Vilu hocha echad de ko. And then you made the nami made the tofas mikame kfir of oidah tofas. Oidilma says the Ravid, maybe migu. So it looks like he's saying migu doesn't help by knas. That's what it looks like he's saying. We're going to see weiter that that's not what he means. But it certainly looks like he's saying that just like you need Eidim for Knas and Hoidah doesn't help, right? So Migu also doesn't help. That's what it looks like the Rabbi would say. Kivan the Ilu Hoidah Potter, like Odif Hai Migu me Hoidah. Migu is not better than Hoidah. Just like Moidah Beknas Potter, you can't be Mechayev a person through Hoidah Svaldin. So maybe you can't be Mechayev a guy through a Migu. Through the Teveas Migu. So he does both the chimedim domi. So maybe migu doesn't help. So in the pashtos he means migu doesn't help by knas. It's not enough. It doesn't reach a standard of proof needed for knas. Even oidos maldin doesn't help by knas. You need eidim. So maybe migu doesn't help either. Haim milsus topically says the Ravid b'dinei krosus. Lawyers, Barira Kaboy Koigan, I have not been able to resolve this suffix. Ad Yovu Yoret Sedek Lanu, Tumashiach comes. He gave up, threw up his hands. He says, I don't know. Ad Kamashono, Horizon. Comes the Ramban and says, Ramban, Kosovol of Zelashono, Vinyan Sfeko Shel Harav, this suffix of the Raven, Betoifis, Knas, Shalob Be'edim, meaning Yavamigu. For Yotso Dino Michal Devarenu, Leschayev Bizman Azeb, certainly a Mechuyev, Neishen Odo Klum, because Bizman Azeb, certainly the Odo is nothing, but feel a mood, but, so Bizman Azeb is no Shaila. But feel a mood to be based in Mumchen, but even if you might be based in Mumchen, and the Omer, Shalom Potra Toya Beknas, Ela Shalom Yechai Voice Mitchila Al Piyatzvo, why should Migu be good? That's Yarshiyun Aleikim. That's not Marshiyah. The whole Miut is Marshiyah Satsmo. Mode. But if you have a Migu, if the Taveya has a Migu, so that's a Bezdin process. The Torah is Makman on a Bezdin process through Eidim, not through Haidah Spaldin. Okay, but Knas is also good. Migu is also good, says the Ramban. It's Yarshiyun Aleikim. Lekrina be Mashiyah Satsmi Klal. The Mahaz of Igor by Doshalo. Okay. Now, so this on the bottom, this Sefer points out that from the Lashon Ramban, it's, the Hidoh afterwards was like too late. Now, that's the whole discussion. It's not really a discussion whether Migu helps by Knas per se, but whether you can come afterwards and the din of Moedah B'Knas Potter would kick in. So that's what the Rav Shimon, no, this is not really Chaylak at the Ksai, that's what the Rav Shimon comes and says. So there's no question that Migu helps, because it's not Migu by Knas. The Migu is to prove that you're not a Ganav. Just like when Bezdin sits after you grabbed, to see if you grabbed Kalacha, that's not called they're sitting on a Knas matter. It's called they're sitting on a Mumin matter, to see if you're a Ganav. So the Migu, to say that you grabbed properly, is not a Migu on a Knas matter. It's a Migu, the same thing. It's a Migu to say you're not a Ganav. So that's no question that after you grab, Migu can help ascertain that you grabbed properly. Because that's a Shaila in Mominus, that's a Shaila in Geza. That's not a Shaila in Knas. The suffix of the Rivet is, if he was Moida after the Migu, if Migu helps for Knas, now the Migu certainly helps for Momin, and just to say it helps if you were Toithis is not a question of does Migu help by Knas, because that's called Migu helping for Momin, not Migu helping for Knas. Right? Because it's just proving you're not a Ganav. The question of Migu helping for Knas is manifests itself if the guy then was Moideh, Bifnei Mumchen, after the Migu. So if Migu helps for Knas, so the game's over. And who cares that he's Moideh now? But if Migu doesn't help for Knas, even if it helps to keep it, because it's mominous, but it doesn't help for Knas, so you haven't been mavarer the Knas angle of it. So now if the guy's Moideh, Moideh B'Knas Potter kicks in. That's the Rivet Safi. Okay, that's what the Shimon points out. And if you look in the Rivet carefully and you look at the Ramban, their Lashonos bear him out. That the Shaila is, they always talk about, and what happens if he's Moideh afterwards? Does Moideh B'Knas kick in? So Rav Shimon says, it doesn't sound quite like it's a pure Shaila if Migu helps for Knas. It sounds like Migu certainly helps. So then Rav Shimon says, and I'll tell you why. But that's not Migu helping for Knas. That's Migu helping for Momin. Just like the Bezdin sits to determine if he had a right to grab it. And that's called Bezdin sitting for Momin, not Bezdin sitting for Knas. So the Migu here is a Migu for Momin, not for Knas. The Rivet Sofik is, does Migu help for the Knas angle of it? If it does, then it's too late to kick in a din of Moideh B'Knas Potter. It's pasha too late. It's pasha too late. Because it's the game is over. He's already mechuyev the Knas.
We're talking with Mizman Hazeh, right?
We're talking...
We're talking
Bizman Hazeh because he's talking about Tfisa, which is done in his Dino Lanavshe. No, he's not talking Bizman Hazeh because Bizman Hazeh is not Negeya. Because the guy has nowhere to be Moda anyway. His Hodor would not too off by the Beknas Potter. He's Dafka not talking Bizman Hazeh. Because the whole Nafkamina is if the din of Moida Beknas Potter can kick in after the Teveya grabs with a Migu. So Bizman Hazeh, that's not relevant. Because there's no din of Moideh B'Knas Potter Bizman Hazeh. He's talking Dafka not Bizman Hazeh. Okay. Then the Ramban goes on to say.
Yeah, but if it's not Bizman Hazeh, then when the Beis
Din. It is.
But if it's not. If it's not Bizman Hazeh,
yeah.
Then when the Beis Din paskins, that he could keep it. Because of Domingo.
Yeah.
They're a Beis Din Mumchin and they passed in the case. So there's no.
Yeah, but that's the Rivet Sofek. Is a Migu enough basis for peasant to paskin about Knas?
But you're saying the only Sofek is if he's Moda after.
That's the only ramification. That's what the Shimon Tain is. If you don't like a Shimon, so you can learn it's a straightforward child of Migu helps for Knas. The Ramban then adds, Mikoshkin, that the Miku, the Ramban says certainly the Miku helps, it's not even a Shaila. Mikoshkin, Shetofas Mishalo, Metaltalin, and you're willing to give it back and get cash for it. Like he'll be, you know, pulled it, so to speak. Like you took a mashkin, and all you want to do is take like a mashkin, and the guy should give you money and you give it back. So that for sure is easier, that migu should be believed, because kang shatovah bishalom betaltalin, and you don't even want to keep it. Ubozol atovah bedin lachzirom, lefrel leknosei bedomim, shein zem moide beknas, elazoriz veniskarhu. That's certainly a shaila of mominus, if you have to give back. He's willing to give you money, and can you keep the item? Ubeperek shoshanogach talad vehei armina v'leimale itam havei merakmele la'agma. I could... Okay, we have to see that. You know, we'll stop here. Tomorrow we'll have to see that Gemara before we go by. Everybody looks very tired tonight. What thing? Well, it was...